The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Raynor.
As David is dealing with his enemies, it would seem that they have the advantage, and David is quite discouraged, as we read in our Psalms today. Here's verse 2 out of chapter 13. How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Now, just like us, when we're dealing with conflicts, it can be very disheartening. If we've ever had a beef with someone at work or a spouse, or in David's case here, an enemy, well, the entire thing just hijacks all of our emotions. It seems like it's the one thing that's always in the back of our minds, and we feel like David did, having a soul full of anguish and sorrow. Yikes. In fact, sometimes it's so bad that it invades our dreams. Well, these turmoils that David is going through, and the ones that we'll likely go through too, demonstrate how much we need God. David here is crying out to God right now. And we should do the same thing when we're struggling. Instead of always trying to fix things or gain the advantage when we're fighting with somebody else on our own, we should first pray to God for wisdom to guide us through the darkness, wisdom from God. Because as Proverbs says, the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. And when we use that mandate to guide all of our actions, knowing that God is always watching, we'll be much happier with the results and get a sense of peace that is found exclusively through God. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Raynor. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.